she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host, and well, hopefully everybody out there is enjoying this kind of cloudy, gray Monday. How about you, Benny?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, I just heard the weather saying we're going to have sun breaks, and I'm like,
it's
looking at you going, Benny,
through
we could just look out the window here in the studio, and I'm not seeing any sun. Do you?
It's lighter in the south.
Okay. So look towards the south, folks. That's what you want to do. Focus on the south.
What the report gives me, that's what I stick with.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really, really good. Still full, and going to have to burn it off later this afternoon.
Really? You're still eating it?
No,
now,
I'm just still full.
Now, didn't you go to your girlfriend's parents'
Yes, we
place?
Went. Yep, we went east over to Ephrata and Soap Lake area and had the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, which I've missed the last couple of years with my family just because they do things a little differently these days.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that, and I'm happy to be
So this is getting
here.
Serious.
Well.
The girlfriend with the parents.
Sure.
You're becoming a member of the family.
I think so.
I love that. Gosh. So are you thinking about what you're going to get her for the holidays, for Christmas?
I've already got it.
Stop it.
I stay ahead of the game. I stay ahead of the game.
Well, I have my trees up, decorated, and my house all decorated. I did that over the Thanksgiving. I love the holidays. And it's not just because it's Christmas. I love the holidays because of the energy. There's something contagious about the giving and the receiving of the energy. And so today I want to talk a little bit about karma, but because I think that this is an appropriate time of year to bring up what karma really is and how we live it out pretty much on a daily moment-to-moment basis. But I also want to give. I am, for the next 4 weeks, first of all, I will be leaving the Dr. Pat Network on December 28th. So
but
my last day will be the December 28th. And I want to thank Bobby. I want to thank Carol. I want to thank Kim. I want to thank Dr. Pat because they have given me such a great opportunity here. So I'm not leaving the airwaves. I'm actually expanding. So I had to buy some bigger pants to wear.
In time for the holidays.
Time for the holidays. I don't diet through the holidays. I'm actually moving. It's a new day to 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So for those of you who will be driving home in rush hour traffic, you can tune in and listen to my jolly voice then. But I want to give something for the next 4 weeks that I'm here. And it's my way of saying thank you. If you want to take the time to do this, and this is something that you feel in your heart you'd like to do, this is great. We're going to be doing a drawing each week. And how you get into this drawing is you're going to have to email me. And what you're going to be emailing me is your name and your phone number. And the drawing is for one free session with me. And I will be picking 4 people out of the month of December to come and have a session with me personally. And you can either have a session with me in person, or I do sessions all over the world, as you know, by phone as well. And we will coordinate this to your schedule. So you want to email me if you're interested in being in our drawing for a free session with me. And that's usually about an hour and a half. It's $150 value. And it's my way of giving back and thanking the listeners for tuning in and supporting me over this last year. Because truly, it's inspired me that you listen to me as well. And I really want to give back. And I think that that is really what life is all about. So you can email me at dawnstansfield@msn.com. It's dawnstansfield@msn.com. Or you can go to my website, Dawn's Vision, and there's an email direct to me from there as well. So dawnsvision.com, you can email me, or you can go directly to my email at dawnstansfield.com, or at MSN, I'm sorry, MSN.com. I don't email myself very often. I forget my email. I did write it down.
I don't either. I just usually type
and it's my name.
Yeah, I type in my name and it usually pops up automatically.
I mean, how difficult is it? So if you'd like a free session, send me an email with your phone number. We are going to be opening up the phone lines today. So, of course, I'm here to serve you for the next 4 weeks as well on the Dr. Pat Network. And I'm going to be talking about karma. And karma is really about our actions in giving and receiving. So if you'd like to call in today, you need a little boost. You need a little inspiration to get you going because we're at the start of the holidays. We've got 26 days to go. For that stressful shopping time, which I'm going to be talking about as well today, give us a call here today at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I have my cards, so I will be pulling a card to help you to hold on to something to validate your energy and kind of what's going on and give you some tools as to how you can shift into a more positive state of mind. Maybe you want to create a little bit more wealth through the holidays. You want your relationship to become a little bit more on a happier, healing note. There's a lot of stress that's going on right now. I will tell you, and I wanted to ask you, Benny, anybody hear any pitching sounds going on in their ears? Have you noticed this? It started with me yesterday, and my partner, my boyfriend, said, "What is that pitching sound?" And I says, "It's driving me crazy. I am still hearing it, and the pitch is very loud." Hmm. And I'm just wondering if anybody else has been hearing a pitching sound.
I haven't.
It's like a buzz in the inner ear. It's like, it's loud.
Really?
Yes. Like we went around trying to shut off all the electricity and the TV and, you know, our Christmas trees. And I'm like, is it coming from something? No. We went outside. We were looking all over the place. Could not find a pitching sound. So there is a lot of energy and a lot of shifts that are going on. Uranus is going direct tomorrow. Yay. That's my planetary ruler. I've kind of missed it for the last 5 months. So we have a lot of things going on. Mercury is going to be going retrograde on December 26th. So yay, after Christmas shopping. But it does stay retrograde right into January. And a couple of things that I wanted to talk about today is I wanted to talk about karma and that believe it or not, everything we do is karma. Every thought we have, every action we take, every word we spend, and everything that we inspire others to do or maybe not inspire them to do. So everything that we do is karma because karma is action. And lately I've been influenced by a little bit of karma that happened to me, and I wasn't really sure how to take it. And it happened the day before Thanksgiving. I was sitting quietly just doing some little reading, and all of a sudden I heard this thump on my window. Now, I live in a tree house that has 20-foot high windows, and I looked and I went, "What the heck?" And I thought I had caught something out of my eye. And sure enough, I went outside and there was this big, beautiful robin. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. My heart is pounding. I am like, oh my gosh, its wings. I pick it up without even thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, please be okay. Please be okay. And this robin just shook and laid in my hands and it passed away right in my hands. And it looked straight at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So of course I had to go directly to my Animal Speaks book. By Ted Andrews. And I had to look up what robin meant because, well, sometimes we're gifted with things so profoundly that you can't really quite ignore them. And I wanted to know what this meant. And what robin is all about is spreading of new growth. And the color that works around the robin is the color red, all right, which also activates our kundalini. And stimulates new growth. That's how we give life. So I read this and I went, okay, loves the color red. It influences the kundalini. It covers the breast area, which is the heart-centered chakras. And I thought, what does this mean? Here I am about to do some great expansion, and I've been really nervous, I will tell you. I will be vulnerable. You know, taking a show from 1 hour a week to 4 hours a week is a big responsibility, and hopefully I have enough to talk about every single day. and so there's that question, and the Robin passing really was a discernment for me, and I didn't know how to take it. So I will tell you, I went into a little funk, and I thought, oh my gosh, maybe, just maybe, this Robin sacrificed its life for me to tell me that I'm not supposed to do the new show. Maybe it sacrificed its life for me to tell me to stop. This isn't the time for new growth. I mean, I was really confused because it died in my hands. And then I started thinking the other way of karma. And this is where we have control of our actions. I started thinking, maybe this Robin picked me to sacrifice, to give me this beautiful energy to continue and birth and bring new growth. So we have control of our thoughts. And I'll tell you what, the latter one felt a whole lot better for me and a whole lot more positive. So if you have some issues going on today and you're just maybe thinking in the negative, I'll guarantee you there's a positive, because this bird made a sacrifice, died in my hands, and by God, I'm not letting the Robin down. We're going to take a short break. We are opening up the phone lines today. I've got my cards, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Hi, and welcome back. I just wanted to tell everybody one more time that, well, I'll probably tell you again if I get a chance, but my way of giving back for the holiday seasons this year is to pick four people through the month of December, and I'll be talking about this each week and be announcing the winners, to have a free session with me. So if you'd like a free session with me, don't call the station. Email me at Dawn Stansfield. That's my email, Dawn Stansfield. There's an S in there. At MSN.com. And I need your phone number so that I can contact you. And we're going to be randomly picking these out of a hat. So give us a call if you feel like you would like to have a free session with me. It's my gift to you and the listeners. So, Benny, we have some callers calling in.
We do. Let's bring them on board with us. We have Jude calling in from Snoqualmie. Hopefully she's past the flooding stages of the river out there and saying, dry that is, for that matter. She would like a general reading, and her date of birth is 6-6 of 1952. So, Jude, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jude.
Hi.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I just wanted to have a general reading since you have your cards today, and I tried to reach you, but I never heard back from you, so I thought, well, I'm listening on the radio today. I'll call in and see if she answers.
Great.
And I got through to Benny, so
wonderful.
I was just perplexed and that I never heard from you.
Well, I have had a lot of personal things going on, so I deeply apologize. And getting ready to take my show to 4 days a week has really thrown me into overdrive. So I've had to be, my time has been rather limited and had some family tragedies as well. So, but let's get to you. Let's get to you. So just a general reading, all right? So this
What does the universe see and what I should be doing, if that's possible, if that's too much?
Let's pick a card for you, all right? But before I do, I just want to tell you something general that's going on, all right? You are a messenger in this lifetime, so you have a wealth of knowledge, and you haven't found an outlet how to share it yet. But this is your year of making some changes. You're at a crossroads with that, and you're just about to bust through and get some clarity. You know, you Geminis, you get the whole spectrum of everything that is going on in the world. You get this side, you get that side, you get the east, the north, the west, and the south. So you get a lot of information bombarding you at times, okay? And sometimes what's keeps you from really plowing forward is organizing it. So you're in a cycle of change, and when I call this cycle of change, I call it a crossroads. And if you look at a cross, Judy, you need to look at, you know, the east, the north, the west, and the south. But you're the center of the cross. So the information is all coming to you, and it's up to you to gather your thoughts, how to organize it, and how to put it out there. And that's what's really up for you.
I don't know if it's organizing, it's which avenues to pursue.
But you don't know the avenues until you bring it in and really see which one really inspires you the most, because you've got so many. You've got so many. And it's like, well, which one do I choose? And it's a bit of a frustration, and I can even feel it around you. It's a bit of a frustration because you have such a wealth. All right. So which one, you know, feels the best for you to choose? And that's what's really up for you right now. Now, when I talk to you in terms of this year, I talk to you, you're not going to be in it until the end of this month. You're going to be in it. It's a fiscal calendar year, and it runs to your birthday. All right. So So June 6th is your New Year's Day, not January 1st. Now, those born on January 1st, they get that benefit of making those New Year's resolutions. Make your wish boards, you know, set your goals. But for you, you're halfway through. So you're at your equator. You're coming into your equator, and this is a time for you. You're 6 months, so the sun is the farthest away from you as it's going to get, Judy. All right. And so it throws you into confusion. Let the confusion happen. Let it happen. Confusion is trying to clear things away from us, and we don't normally like it, but almost always we will spend that time, our equator, 1 month out of the year, at least a good three weeks, in confusion. So you're just stepping into this. All right. So have fun. Have fun with the holidays. Don't try and make any concrete decisions this month. Just let everything come through you. Like it's okay to be a sponge. Does that make sense? Great.
Yeah, it does. Except I've been confused for a long, long time as to which avenue to pursue.
Well, that's you know, up to you to turn that and bring those thoughts in. And I think it's because you have such a wealth of knowledge, that's what gets you into confusion. Pick one and let the others follow suit. I mean, I have a lot of wealth of knowledge, and there's a lot of different things that I do. But different people know me from different aspects of what I do. But I pick one. And that one is that I'm a messenger, and that I like to spend my time inspiring people. But there's lots of other things that I do as well. And they all follow that. It's okay. It's not like you have to get rid of any of them. Pick one to lead. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, thank you so much, Dawn.
Okay, let's see
I
what your card said. Let's see what your card said. So
okay.
I want you to say when. Let's pull a card and see how it validates this, all right? So just say when.
No.
Okay. And, well.
Death? The death card?
No, honey, it's not the death card.
That can be death and rebirth.
No, you got the exhaustion card. Exhaustion.
I'm exhausted mentally.
Okay.
Maybe you better pick another one.
No, this is good. I like this card. It's very fiery. It's very passionate, all right?
I'm going to be fiery if it's exhaustion.
Look, here's what you need to know about this card, Judy, all right?
All right.
It's exhaustion because... And I used the Osho Zen card because I loved Osho.
I was asking you which group of cards you're using.
It's the Nine of Wands, all right, for those of you who are connoisseurs of tarot cards. All right, and I love the exhaustion card because it's saying you're almost to the end. It's like the ego just can't take any more. Okay? And now you're about to break through. So now when the ego, and this is what the equator is all about, when the ego can't take anymore, and it's just, you finally just throw your hands up and just say, I am exhausted by this. I'm like, yeah. Now you open yourself up to endless new possibilities and you find your passion through it. So quit fighting the ego on it. The exhaustion card is saying you're about through it. It's a nine. You're ending. You're about to come into it. You're going to love January, Judy. You're going to love January.
Good.
So play through the month of December. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Thanks for
that.
Calling. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Right.
Leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. It's a new day with Dawn Marie. Should we send off to another phone call?
Yeah.
Then? Okay, let's bring on Brad. He's calling in from Monroe. He's looking for another general reading, too. Date of birth is 6/18/65. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Don. Hey, I'm glad to hear you're going to go for 4 days a week. That's wonderful.
Going for 4 days a week, so you'll be able to hear me from 4 to 5.
My favorite programs of the week are the Lightworker programs, like yours, and there's 3 or 4 or 5 others on every week.
Oh, yeah. KKNW is really doing a good job of building this station up for those who want to really get in touch and just have an avenue for a lot of different directions in our spiritual growth. So, what's going on in your world?
Well, I've been through 5 years of financial hell. I've still managed to keep my home and my cabin on the lake and everything else, but it's like, and now I'm in the point where I'm manifesting enough money, barely, but I think I'm almost to the end of this cycle, and I just want one little confirmation on that.
You're actually...
My goal is prosperity. I want financial security and prosperity and financial independence, and I think I have most of the skills in place now to do that.
Yeah. And you know what? You're on a cycle of manifestation right now. This is a great year for you. And they're teaching you something, Brad. And I think you're getting it, because what I just heard is that you're making it. You're not getting ahead, but you're making it. You know what? Me too. I love it when I make it, because I'm like, okay, I'll worry about next month when it gets there. But if I know I can make it and I don't leave anybody in the lurch, I'm feeling really good about that. That's taking care of yourself. So you're on a great cycle of manifesting, but you're also a Gemini. And I don't say but like that's a bad thing. It's, you know, the previous caller, Judy, who just called in, was also a Gemini. All right.
Yep.
And Geminis are hitting their equator right now. This is your 6 month period. The sun, Brad, is as far away from your house as it can get.
Okay.
Because it's sitting in Capricorn. It's 6 months away from you, all right? Well, right now it's in Sag, but it's going to roll into Capricorn. And
okay.
So this is your confusion time.
This is
your time to really be in confusion. Once a year, you're going to hit this. This is your time because you're halfway through your fiscal calendar year. And so those goals that you set back in June, on June 18th, you're now getting down to the point where you're about to put them into action. I mean, everything has a mathematical cycle to it, okay? So, you know, you get 3 months for each aspect of what those goals are and how you're going to build them. All right? You're now 6 months into your year, and you're getting down to two goals left of how to build them, and that is manifesting and putting them into action. So once January hits, and actually even just before Christmas and into January, you're going to start getting inspired as to how to manifest them. But right now, they're clearing away egotistical stuff that's a hindrance for you.
Yeah, it's like this has been the best year of my life. In other words, the anger. I mean, the ascension symptoms. Yeah, I mean, all the stuff, all the garbage has been. This year was actually better than it'd ever been. I worked on a car for 6 hours the other day and never lost my temper. You know,
this is good. This is good because you're becoming more aware of your own karma. You know, that temper is part of your karma. If you want to stay on the line, we're going to take a quick break. Do you have time to stay on the line, Brad?
You betcha, I sure
do. We'll be right back because I want to pull a card for you. Hold on.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed total transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. So, Brad, I wanted to ask you, because you're at the equator, all right, do you have some plans for the holiday season?
Just to be as in the moment as possible.
Good.
And just not worry about what's going to happen 3 days or a week from now.
Okay. Because you said, that's really a good, that's childlike. You know what I love about children is they remind us play in the moment.
Yeah.
They're not worried about tomorrow. They're not worried about how they're going to get their next meal. Do you know what I mean? They just play in the moment.
That's what I'm going to, after all the books I've read and seminars and all the masters that I've listened to, I'm going to attempt to stay in that energy of in the moment.
Well, what I loved is you said that you'd worked on the car the other day and you'd gone 6 hours without getting angry. And
it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Yeah. You know what? I want to acknowledge something, Brad. Kudos to you. Kudos to you for recognizing that anger is a part of you. And that anger deserves love. Because it is a part of you. And when you learn to really love it and sit and go through it and feel it and ask it where it's coming from, you're going to have a whole new respect for that anger. And then one day you're going to say, fine, I get you. Now, I'll call on you should I ever need you. Because there are times in our journeys where anger is important for our survival. But there are times when it's
inappropriate. Positive anger versus negative anger.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just it's up to you to choose, and learn it and become a part of it because it's yours. It belongs to you. So kudos to you. So let's pick a card for you. Let's see what's going on around you. So say when.
Now.
All right. Ooh, this is a great card. Osho calls this the intensity card. It is a knight. And it is the Knight of Wands. And what that tells me is you're just about to finish something and you're just about to start something new.
Okay, good.
So are you in the process?
What's that?
Are you in the process of finishing something right now?
I guess I liken that to 5 years of financial Armageddon.
Okay, I just pulled a card on top of this for you because it is a messenger card, and it's the knight. You got the completion, which is very gentle. It's the world card, and it's telling you that it's time to complete something that is no longer working. And because it's the Jack of Wands, I would say it's in your mental aspect. It's your mental body that's wanting to be completed right now. Some part of your ego is leaving you. Bid it farewell. It's always there if you ever want to remember it, but you don't need to use it as an action anymore.
Right.
Does that make sense? Because your abundance, your abundance is your personal energy, Brad. It's not money. It's your money's only energy. Nobody owns it. You can't take it with you. So what you take with you is your own abundance. So spend some time, allowing yourself to be really gentle. I know this is hard for men because they're like, I'm man, hear me roar. Okay, well, you can roar and be gentle too, but you're channeling it into what I feel a great way. And this is your year to create some abundance and to take some risks.
And to take some risks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're playing it safe. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess, I'm playing it safe.
So it's time to it's time to complete that and allow yourself to bring some new energy in.
Yeah.
Keep going. You're headed in the right direction. You're doing all the right things. It's very good for you.
Okay? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
You have a wonderful day.
Cool. Thanks, Brad. And that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. And Mary Beth from Edmonds is also standing by. She wants to make some changes and some differences in the world, maybe on a direction, perhaps. Let's see what she has to say. Her date of birth is 12/24 of 55. So Christmas Eve, baby.
Wow.
All right. Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Yeah. Hi. It's good to talk with you. Right now, I'm a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week live-in nursing assistant for an elderly couple, and I have started studying Reiki. I just got my master's certificate. I started studying with Valerie Young to be a passion to profits coach.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm just wondering if I'm heading in the right direction, and I live with them, so I don't own a house, and I feel like I need to own a house in order to start actually having somewhere to go, maybe twice a week, get a different nurse to come in so I can go there and do Reiki on people, start taking coaching calls. But I'm just wondering if I'm heading in the right direction, if I should buy a home, even though it's going to sit empty most of the time. Kind of where I'm headed.
Well, you're actually headed in the absolute right direction, and you're putting your energy behind your spiritual passions, Mary Beth. And this is this is really up for you, because you're just about to start a brand new cycle. Happy birthday, by the way, December 24th.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful time of the year to be born. And your cycle this next year into 2010, your focus is going to be around partnerships and relationships, not on, and if you did move, you would be, again, living with someone else. All right. Because it's trying to bring you into your independent self and your own voice, and taking the Reiki classes, and you're doing a lot of growth around yourself, and you've got people who are coming in to help you. So you may need to find a nurse to come in and help you so that you have more time, because I think you're going to get really sink your teeth into your future growth as to even having your own practice or where you want to go and work in a group of people. So relationships are going to be tugging and pulling at you all year long this next year. It's really about partnerships, relationships. And I'm talking about all relationships. And I will tell you, a lot of times in this type of a cycle, relationships come in as well for you.
Well, that'd be great.
Almost when you're never, I think all relationships, when we're not looking, is when the relationship appears. And when you're following your passion and sinking your teeth into your own healing, and, do you practice, by the way, on the elderly couple that you live with?
Sometimes, yes. And on my grandchildren, my daughter.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because I think the more you practice it, the clearer it's going to help you. It's going to direct you.
Great.
Because you're really a wise, wise old person here. And I don't mean old in the biological sense, just spiritually, I think that your passions are really directing you right now. So I don't see your focus being on should you buy a house or should you have your own independence. That's going to come in time, and you will have that, but that's not going to be your number one focus.
All right.
Okay, so let's pick a card and see what's really up for you. So say when.
Now.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. Okay, you get the consciousness card.
Oh.
Which I happen to love. The consciousness card is the Ace of Swords, Mary Beth. It's the Magi. It's the all-seeing. So what that tells me is that you are ready to, and you're getting ready to put some things into action. Maybe some things you've been holding back on. You're not feeling your self-esteem's quite there. You're not sure if the timing is correct. But it is.
Great.
Because the Ace of Swords also rules the winter months. So the next 3 months, I see a lot of different things that are going to be coming your way to help direct you. So continue with your own healing ability and what you're sending out into the world. Because that is karma. That is, our actions and our deeds and what we send out is what we call back into us as well.
Right.
And it seems to me like that's where you're putting a lot of your time and energy.
It is right now, yeah.
So why are you worried about buying a house?
Well, just because I need somewhere to put my daughter and my grandkids sometimes, and then just to have a place to go to actually practice in peace.
Okay, so that's going to come. All right. But it's not imminent. But then, I don't want to take that wish away from you because you do have the Ace of Swords sitting here, the consciousness card. If it would work to your highest ability to find a place for you and are you looking for a place for your daughter to live as well and her children?
It could happen that they need a place. Yeah.
Then that would fall under that partnership. All right. That and then that's doable. You have the ability to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's really important that you be clear and understanding, because that's a lot of energies. You're moving from someone else's energy, you know, helping the retired elderly couple that you're working with, into, you know, being with your daughter and your grandchildren. And so be very cautious of, are you transferring one energy for another, and are your needs going to be clearly met through this transfer of partnership?
That's a really good point.
it's huge for you. And I just want you to so I don't want to take, you have the power. You have the power to manifest whatever it is you want. Be very clear right now and allow yourself at least 3 months to get really clear, and then make your decision and go for it.
Okay. Well,
but
it
is about what you want and you know, how much space you're going to need, because you are going to need your space and you are going to need some time to yourself. And of course, we all do, you know. But being a beautiful Capricorn, you've got Pluto in your sign right now. It's there for the next 15 years. You know, sometimes it feels a little burdensome. Pluto is a big planet to carry on our shoulders, and especially for a long period of time, Mary Beth. And Pluto, Pluto's known as the planet of hell, all right? And hell is what we create when we don't do what it is we want to do.
Oh, okay.
All right? So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So you want to turn hell into heaven, and that is create what you want to create. And then you're using Pluto's, you know, influence to direct you. And it's a really good thing. Okay. So, well, God bless.
God bless you. Thanks. And thank you, and have a great holiday season.
All right. Thanks for calling in today.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com, or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit melodyivory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's melodyivory.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back. Okay, Benny, who do we have?
All right, let's run off to these phone lines. We have now Melissa calling in from Vashon Island. This is a pretty interesting story. She had a dream about being evicted about 6 months ago, and it now has finally happened. It's kind of fruition. I know. It actually landed on her front doorstep. So to speak. I know, right? Whoopity-doo. Her date of birth is 1-1 of 66. Wow. So, Melissa, let's see if we can help you out. Try to find a new place. Melissa.
Do you hear me laughing? I'm like, yes. Yay!
I'm so glad because that's the way I kind of feel about it, too.
Time for you to make some changes, Melissa. This is, you know what? First of all, I just want to say, it's not very often I get to speak to a New Year's baby. So, happy birthday. Because, you know, you come in on one of the most powerful influences you can possibly be born on. It's the only day in the calendar year that is ruled by the King of Spades or the King of Swords. And not only that, you got so many masterful numbers around you. I don't even know where to begin. But I want to tell you, here's the one that mostly counts for you right now, okay? It's time for you to move.
Yeah.
6 months ago would have been time for you to move.
Yeah. I mean, I was planning on going another month-long retreat anyway, but my cat, you know, and I found a good cat sitter and a wonderful person is going to take care of her. So,
but I love it because, you know, you paid attention to your dream and your dream is now showing you a time frame. And if you go back to that dream, you may have even gotten the time frame in that dream. And so, Melissa, mine's more of a pay attention to your dream state, because what they're showing you now is that your dreams are becoming realities.
Yeah.
And this is really, really important. When we have dreams and then they play out, it tells me you're listening. And here it goes. And now it's about trusting it and having faith through it.
Okay.
All right. So you got lots of changes, and I see some travel for you this year too in 2010. It is a great year for you. And a lot of growth and education around you in some really strong ways. Remember to remember yourself through this process, because you're at a crossroads year, and it means that you got a lot of different directions, a lot of energies coming in from a lot of different directions. So I have a feeling your dreams are going to be one of your biggest spiritual guides through the course of this year. And I'm getting a major yes on that.
Yeah. Yeah, they always have. I mean, I've always had kind of, you know, dreams that were, you know, close to what.
So have you found a new place?
No, I just found, this just happened 2 days ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I think, you know, because I did plan on going on this retreat, I'm going to wait until I get back to.
Perfect.
Look for a place, and since my cat has somebody great to be with.
The place finds you. It's really easy. It just falls out of the sky and in your lap because it's so meant to be. So let's pick a card for you. Let's give you some inspiration and send you out there. Say when.
Okay. When?
No, way down here. Yay. Oh, Melissa.
When?
Okay, so the card I get for you is the inner voice, the high priestess. You must listen to your inner voice. Very, very important for you right now. And I love that you called in, because I love validating this. I mean, I can just feel it around you. You're about to just bust into something, and this is a really good thing. You're not in confusion. You know what? And they're asking you to get you've got to get out of there so that you can get ready for everything. Your intuition will steer you right. It is so powerful. The high priestess. Okay, I never not listen to the high priestess, the inner voice.
Yeah.
All right, because as we know, that's where all the answers come from. They're within us. But sometimes it's really up for us to pay attention to them. And right now it's up for you.
Great.
Okay. So
grateful. And congratulations on your new time.
Thank you. And if you'd like a full hour reading, please feel free to drop me an email at dawnstansfield@msn.com and give me your phone number. You may win our lucky drawing.
Well, I plan on doing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Cool. Thanks, Melissa, for calling in, and good luck to you. That's for sure.
Yeah, lots of changes. That's exciting.
Sarah from Issaquah, I think it'll be the last caller of the day. She's been ruffling maybe some feathers at work. Not a good thing. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. 6/10 of 1960 is her date of birth. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
This has been a Gemini day today. I love it because, you know, Gems are right at their equator right now. So that doesn't surprise me. All of you Geminis that have called in today, this is your equator time. The sun's not shining over you right now. In fact, it's as far away from you as it can possibly get. So just kind of know that. So where do you, what's going on in your world, Sarah?
Well, I transferred to a place that I thought was, it's closer to home. But the minute I got there, it seems like I was just causing problems unbeknownst to me. My perfume bothered somebody. I work with all men. I asked to be put in a position, and evidently that's just for men. And so they like to put me in a little bottle and stick me over in the corner.
Well, so did you step into a manly world?
No,
with
I've
your beautiful
there.
Goddess energy?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always been in a manly world, but this particular place, I'm not thriving. And
how long have you been there?
Almost a month now.
Okay. This may not be the ultimate landing spot for you, okay? Just so you know. All right?
Okay.
It just might not be, all right? But there is some things that you can do to help you turn some of that energy where, and I have to tell you, Sarah, I don't feel like it's them attacking you. I feel like there's something restless in you that's kind of attacking them.
Yeah.
And I say that with respect, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not to be disrespectful, but this is your year internally to kind of clean out your internal closets. And something tells me that you took this job because it was a job to take.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a job you desired or really want.
No.
Okay.
No, it's the same job I've had for some time, and I've experienced the same thing. It mm-hmm. just seems to be coming to a head.
Mm-hmm.
All the icky sorts of people I've encountered seem to all reside there now in other form.
Okay, say that one more time.
I think, you know, all of the icky people that I've ever met in this job seem to all reside at this one place in a different form.
Okay. So now Spirit is giving you a great gift, okay?
Yeah.
So all those icky people, just imagine them being an aspect of yourself.
Okay.
This is going to get really good, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So is in recognizing what is icky about them, you have to recognize that that's maybe icky about you, and you have to learn to really learn to like it and then to learn to love it.
Oh, with ego.
And once you love that icky stuff, guess what? Guess what happens to it?
Oh, man. Puffy.
It doesn't go. It doesn't. It's nothing. Nothing happens. It goes away. It's healed.
Okay.
And then you create harmony. So they're teaching you. They're educating you on something quite profound right now. This is really good. I love it when they put me in these type of situations. I sincerely do. Because...
Okay.
Everybody, we're all connected, and the icky things that we don't like in other people are our connection of our icky. If you can recognize it, it tells me that you have the power to recognize it within yourself, that you
right.
have the power. Only you have the power, Sarah, to turn the energy.
Okay.
Only you, not them. You're projecting onto them, and that's only going to make you more frustrated. You can turn this on the spin of the dime, even by calling, and I want to thank you, because this is going on with a lot of people in the world right now. This is really huge. And so I want to thank you for being vulnerable and opening yourself up to this.
Okay,
but
thanks.
You
it feels awful.
It does feel awful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we got to learn to like the icky stuff.
Okay.
It's just, let's pick a card for you. Say when.
When.
All right. You got the projections card, which is the Seven of Cups. That means that what is feeling awful is an illusion. It's not real.
Okay.
It doesn't really exist, Sarah. You're creating
okay.
it. So find
okay.
a way to put, before you walk into work, open your heart, put some love in there and around your desk before you go there. Just try that one simple thing.
I will.
And if you get a chance, drop me an email. Put your name in to drop me an email with your phone number. I'm giving a free giveaway for the month of December for a full-on session with me. And my email address is dawnstansfield@msn.com. And I hope you put your name in. And don't forget to include your phone number because I'll be calling you.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
That was a great story. What a great story to end on, because we all have icky stuff. And during the holidays, people get grouchy. They get tired. They get confused. They get angry. And you know what? It's up to you to turn it. Because personally, I'd rather have a great day than a bad day. Although I'm human and I realize it comes to all of us. So to everybody out there, I'm going to wish you a great week. We will be back here next week. Remember to drop a name into dawnstansfield@msn.com for a free session with me. 4 people for the month of December will get this and a phone number. Have a great week.